A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Nsenga Burton, and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. Thank you for joining me today. I wanted to talk a little bit, and I try to stay out of this area because people get so crazy about it. But I wanted to just kind of talk to you all about earning your keep. And we have a really great example of that with our current president, who for some reason just thinks that people should give him stuff. You know, he is well past the age of participation trophies. So he is at the age where you actually had to you know, earn things, allegedly, you know. I think he's also an example of which would being born into money can do for you. But I digress. So he has been on this tear. I think tear is probably the best word to get this Nobel Peace Prize because former President Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize. And of course, he doesn't think he was worthy. And so in recent news, he's being celebrated by some. I think too many people. I think they have short memories. For, you know, brokering a peace agreement between what most news outlets are calling Israel and Palestine, right? But it's really Israel and Hamas, which is not Palestine. I have to say that. You know, there's a famous quote by Tupac Shakur, and he's being interviewed. And I want to say it's Ed Bradley who's doing an interview. I can't remember who's the interviewer. But he says, you know, the same people you're scared of, we're scared of, and you got us living next door to them. So I just want to say that Hamas is not Palestine. They are not interchangeable. They're not one and the same. And people have been saying this. Like, I'm not new to this. Like, you know, people have been saying this like forever. But I just want people to get that in their heads. There's no peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. All right. There's no war between Israel and Palestine. The war is between Israel and Hamas, and Israel was defending itself based on what happened on October 7th. All right. So the Palestinians are not synonymous with Hamas. Okay, so I say that to say, I feel like it's very intentional that people keep conflating the two because it helps to justify what has happened in Gaza over the last 2 years, which leads me back to what I'm talking to you about today. Just because you want something doesn't mean you deserve it, right? So in this effort to have to get this Nobel Peace Prize, you may recall, and see, this is what my problem is with Americans, and I'm an American, many, 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 many generations. In fact, my family can't find when we weren't here. Mm-hmm. American. But I want you to be mindful of the fact that our former President Biden was actually negotiating a peace agreement with Netanyahu and Hamas. He was trying to do that. And when he was very close to that, this is during the last election cycle, and our then candidate, Trump, asked him to stop negotiating because when he, quote, won the election, because he already knew he was going to win the election, wonder how, but he knew he was going to win the election. He wanted to come in and be able to broker that deal because that would get him closer to the Nobel Peace Prize. And so while people are celebrating the end to this conflict, which it really is not an end because last I checked, Palestine is still being under attack. But, and that's not a happy laugh. That's a nervous laugh. But the way that a thinking person thinks about that is, wait a second. So you mean to tell me almost a year has passed and we could have already had peace? Fewer people could have died. The hostages could have been home with their families. Some of the hostages that didn't make it may have made it. That's how I'm seeing it. I don't see it as a win because we now have this, what I call belated peace agreement that is really only being done in service to 47 because he is obsessed with this Nobel Peace Prize. How do you broker peace abroad and you can't get peace at home? You don't deserve no damn Nobel Peace Prize. If you don't get out of here, I'm trying not to sound ignorant. Because I really am trying to sound intelligent about this, but I don't really know how. Like, if you don't get the hell up out of here, you don't even have peace in your household. And you want a damn peace prize. Are you crazy? Yes, you are crazy. So anyway, I just want people to know, sometimes you have to actually earn things. I know people, you know, we say too much is given, much is required. To some people, too much is given, much is taken. That's really what it is. They don't think anything is required of them. And anytime you would hold people, people in limbo, hostages, so that you can get closer to some prize your ass don't even deserve, that should not be celebrated. I need us to get some boundaries and get some morals and get some damn standards. That is the problem with our country. We don't have any standards. We celebrate people far too easily, far too easily. We have situational rage, situational conflict, situational. You got to go across the board with it. And I'm like, it's not acceptable. It was not acceptable to stop the peace talks because you're going to win the election and that's going to help you get closer to the Nobel Peace Prize. And then you win the election. And 9 months later, 10 months later, you come in and you're like, okay, now I've done this. And it was already being done. It was already happening. This is always, look, this peace in the Middle East is on every president's platform. In the past, in the present, and the future. It's on every United States president's platform because of our interests in the region. Period. Point blank. So no, I'm not celebrating him. I'm glad the hostages are home. I feel terrible for all of the decline, all of the devastation, all of the loss, all of the starvation, the babies. That's who I feel sorry for. That's who I feel happy for, because I'm hoping that, and we know this is not going to happen either. I'm trying not to be a cynic, but I'm hoping that people will take this as an opportunity to really focus on what's important. And that is people, not things, not money, not land, not territory, human beings. And the All Lives Matter crew are like, oh, we don't care about the Palestinian lives. Palestinians deserve to live too. They deserve to be happy. They deserve to have a place to lay their heads. They deserve that. And they deserve not to be conflated with Hamas in order for somebody to get a damn peace prize that he ain't gonna get. All right. So I need you to know that you have to earn things. I need you to know that even if you are in agreement with Israel defending itself against the Hamas attack, that what is played out subsequently is not in line with what happened, that the Palestinians are not the same as Hamas. They're not the same. And I need you to understand that you can't just use people as pawns in service to yourself when lives and dignity and existence are at stake. You can't do it. So just do better. Get some standards and stop making it so easy for people to gaslight you and pretend like they've done something when they haven't done anything. They've inherited everything, including this peace agreement, for their own personal gain, period. All right, so that's me being grumpy. I'm back. So tune in next week to another episode of Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. Of course, we want you to hop on the Black Executive Perspective podcast, the award-winning podcast, the Signal award-winning podcast featuring Tony and Chris, where they get into it. They have some heavy discussions and debates, and they just had one about Hamas and Israel. So, you know, you should definitely check that one out because it really is interesting to hear the different perspectives. But, you know, join us again next week, and whatever you do, stay focused and stay informed.
A Black Executive Perspective.